And welcome to Thirsty Thursday, where we talk about the news and get our food on time. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
We're still here at the diner waiting on Stevie to fucking open the place.
Oh my god.
But I put an order in, so I don't really understand what's going on.
I heard that it's going to be ramen tonight. Today. For breakfast. Damn it. Hey, what are you guys watching?
Good question. What am I watching?
Has anybody watched anything interesting?
Righteous Gemstones.
Oh my god, I I need to finish the last episode of the season.
Yeah, I guess there was one Sunday night, huh?
Yeah. Shit's buck wild, man.
It's such a fucking phenomenal show. It's so goddamn funny.
It really is. The whole theme with the roided out Christian workout men.
Crazy. Yeah.
Kev, are you watching this show?
No. I've heard good things, but I haven't had a chance to watch it.
You would really, really love it. It's got a wonderful cast. I don't know if you know who's in it or not. But it's a
Walton Goggins.
Yeah, Walton Goggins. You know him.
Walton.
John? You should know Walton Goggins. Oh my god, are you fucking kidding me?
If I saw his face, I'd recognize him. The name doesn't sound familiar.
Fucking god, baby. Both of you are such worthless pieces of shit.
But baby,
wow. Really? Why do I do the show with you two if you all don't know? Where is that? Hey, what's okay? We have to go bring back that old segment. Apparently, where we talk about actors that no one fucking knows but are awesome. Walton Goggins.
We know him.
Yeah, it's Walton Goggins. Oh, yeah, I know that guy.
Motherfucker, yes, we know him. You just do. Not by face.
He's on that thing.
One of the funniest fucking actors. He's so goddamn funny. He plays the brother or the uncle.
He plays
uncle.
Baby Billy.
Baby Billy. Yeah, that actor, Walton Goggins. Yes. I mean, everything he's in, he is just chef's kiss. Mm-hmm. Fucking hilarious.
Kev, don't know him. You don't know who he's talking about.
Yeah, dude, he was in that movie.
Oh my god.
Yeah. No, he was in the second Ant-Man. He was also in the Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yes.
Yeah, the Hateful Eight or whatever it was. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. And he was fantastic in it. Yeah. No, I know exactly who you're talking about now that I saw a picture.
It's got him. It's got John Goodman. It's got Adam Devine. It's got Danny McBride. It's got
Eddie Patterson.
Did you watch? What's that?
Eddie Patterson.
I don't know who that is.
Are you fucking kidding me? You know why do I do this fucking show with you guys? You fucking idiots.
Well, Walton Goggins. Everyone needs to know who Walton Goggins is. He is a fucking delight. I've never heard of Eddie Patterson. No, if I look him up,
she plays Judy.
Oh, the sister?
The sister.
Dude, she's so fucking funny. And that's another actress that, I should know her name. Because everything she's in, she's fucking hilarious. Mm-hmm. And same thing goes with her husband. Whatever that doofus's name is. I forget his character name. But that fucker's so funny. Dude, okay. Kev, do us a favor. Watch an episode this week. Like, the first episode, season one. It's on HBO Max. Shoot an episode to watch. It's about a like mega church family, and John Goodman is like the head pastor.
Boy. Don't give him too much.
Yeah, and Danny McBride, Eddie Peterson, or whatever the name was,
Edie Peterson. It's EDI. Edie? So
oh yeah, probably Edie. Edie Peterson and Adam Devine are his three kids, and it's Danny McBride, so you should kind of have an idea if you've watched anything with Danny McBride in it.
Like, it's pretty, it can get pretty wild.
It is so fucking funny. And yeah, Walton Goggins is the uncle. Did you watch Santa Clarita Diet on Netflix?
No, I've heard good things, though. Yeah, that was the zombie show. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. There's a kid in that show, and I don't remember his name. He's in a bunch of stuff, but he played their neighbor in that show, but he plays Danny McBride's son in this show. He's very good. Oh my God, dude, it's so fucking funny. These kids are just spoiled rich white people. And it's so fucking funny. Their dad, who also is kind of a spoiled rich white man, but even he's at his like fucking wits end with them almost 100% of the time. It's so ridiculous. And this second season's been so good. This might be my favorite John Goodman role possibly ever.
That's bold. That's a bold statement, Cotton.
Dude, he's so good. He's so good.
He is really good in it. He is. Has anybody caught up on you guys? Oh wait, Kev's not watching it. Yellowstone, right? So
no, Doug, so you guys finished talk it. About it.
You finished Yellowstone, right?
I'm not.
You haven't?
No, I was waiting for the season to finish, and instead I picked up another show, and I don't remember what show it was because this was months ago, and so I stopped at episode 6 of season 4. Oh my God.
Okay, so have you even started 1883?
Nope.
Fuck, I just watched the final episode of the season on Sunday. I think you will thoroughly enjoy it. It is, if you thought Yellowstone was Red Dead Redemption, this shit is even more.
I didn't, but
it's so good. It is a great, 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 great. I think it's completely different, but it's so good in its own way. I watched that, and that is fantastic, dude. This motherfucker who created Yellowstone, he has now three spinoffs of Yellowstone coming. He has the 1883. Yeah. He has the 6666.
Yeah, the 66 Ranch or whatever.
Yeah, the 666.
Yeah, 66 Ranch. Yeah, that's the 4-6s or whatever.
Yep.
For the call.
And then now he's got 1932 coming as well. And that's going to follow the Dutton family through Prohibition and all that shit. And wow. And then of course he's the creator of the Kings of what the fuck is it called? It's something of Kingstown.
King's
mayor, the mayor of Kingstown.
Yeah, with Jeremy Renner.
Jeremy Renner. He has 5 more shows coming to Paramount Plus. One of them with Sylvester Stallone playing a gangster. He's got another cowboy one. Who it follows? Oh, what's his name? He was the cowboy who the Lone Ranger was based on, but they whitewashed him. He was a real dude.
It was a black guy, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a black guy. Oh my God, I can't remember the name. Bass Reeves.
Oh, okay.
And so Bass Reeves is they're making a show out of his life. And he was a real person, the first black deputy U.S. Marshal, and worked in Oklahoma. And he had an amazing life. Fucking 3,000 arrests. He had 3,000 arrests. And
killed 14 of them.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's a good ratio, actually, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess it's a decent KD spread overall.
Yeah. Well, there was no D. Yeah, there's no, thankfully, well, there was one D eventually.
Yeah, there was one D eventually. And it seems like it was when he was an old man. He died in 1910.
Oh, yeah, dude. So he didn't get murked.
Yeah, he was born in 1838. So, I mean, dude was like, I don't know how old that is.
Yeah, he already capped out. He didn't. He already prestiged at that point.
So the creator of all of this, who is like has this empire going, his name's Taylor Sheridan, and he is actually on both shows. He's on Yellowstone and 1883.
Who's he on? Who's he on?
Look up the picture, and you're gonna be like, "Oh my God, are you fucking kidding me?"
You?
Yeah, he's the one who's always fucking around with Jimmy.
Was his name Taylor what?
Taylor Sheridan.
Yeah, that fucking asshole. Yeah, that piece of shit. That's fucking hilarious. Yeah, dude, every time he rolls in, because he's like a horse seller person, every time he brings in horses, he's such a dick. Dude, he's such a dick.
He looks like a dick.
That's hilarious. I didn't realize he was the creator of the show.
He's the creator of it and the writer of it, director of it. Oh my God.
Fucking Tommy Wiseau over here.
And what I didn't know was that he actually wrote, where he got his start, like in writing at least, was he wrote Cesario. Cesario? How you spell it? Is that how you say it?
Sicario,
yeah. So he was the writer of that, and that's where his writing career really took off. But he's been an actor forever, and he got his start on Texas Walker Ranger.
I don't think that's Texas, right. I think it's no, Walker, Texas the, Ranger.
I think we know what we're talking about.
Everyone, yeah, Chuck Norris ain't going to do anything about it. We know what we're
talking about here, Doug. So, yeah, man. And then he was on Sons of Anarchy, and then all of a sudden Yellowstone came, and he just, And then he signed a multi-million dollar deal with Paramount to get all this stuff made. Dude's 51.
No.
Take it in. Enjoy
his,
it,
his first writing credit is Sicario.
Yep.
And the sequel.
So good for him. Good on him.
Hell yeah.
Hard ass working man.
Get that money.
Yeah. See, I'm looking at his acting credits. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, his acting.
Yep. Walker, Texas Ranger. No,
it's
Vernon.
It's the other way around.
Texas Walker Ranger. Yeah, he was also Walker. On Medicine
Ranger Quinn Doctor Woman.
Medicine Quinn Doctor Woman.
He was also Medicine on
Quinn Doctor Woman.
He was also on Anarchy of Sons.
Yeah. Five Party of.
Five Party of.
PIV.
He was on Angeles Loss, NCIS.
Oh my god.
SICNI.
Enterprise Trek Star. That was a good one.
Oh yeah. Everyone remembers him from that.
Oh, how can you forget?
And I will say he is in a couple of the CSIs, which is also, I mean, of course, everyone is. Mm-hmm. A number of episodes of Veronica Mars also a little surprising.
Oh shit.
I knew I recognized him. I must recognize him from Sons of Anarchy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got. Yeah, that's what I recognized him from.
God. So that's so I finished that, and that's pretty great. And then I wanted to add, Doug, you said that you wanted me to let you know what I thought of the Ghosts American version. The American version of Ghosts.
Yes. Because Ghosts is such Chef's Kiss show. So
it,
good.
It really is. The UK version is amazing. Okay. So there definitely is. The US version has way more episodes than the UK for their seasons, right? So they're already up to 14 episodes right now. The first few episodes borrow heavily from the UK version, and you're not going to stop yourself from comparing and going, fucking did it better.
Yeah.
It fucking did. Fucking UK did it better. It took me a while to warm up took me a couple episodes to warm up to the new husband and wife. But I think all that's natural because I've spent fucking four seasons with the other cast. I think they did make some pretty good choices with the ghosts. I think that all of them are very funny in their own right, and they're different enough from their counterparts on the UK version that you'd be like, okay, yeah, I'm into it. So I am thoroughly enjoying it. Once you get past the few episodes that really pull the storylines from the UK version, when they start branching out on their own is when it gets really, really good. So like they have a Halloween episode, and they have a D&D episode.
And I knew that. I saw them talking about that. D&D
episode is fucking awesome.
Yeah. Cause Rose MacGyver, who plays the wife, her name was Allison in the UK one. I don't know if it's Allison in this one. She was talking about when she was doing the show iZombie, they did a D&D episode for that also.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was like, here I am again playing fucking D&D like, for a TV show. I should probably actually play. And then I think, was it Raul Coley who was with her on iZombie and was part of that episode? He was like, bet, let's do it. Because he often posts like on Friday nights. He's like, my Friday night's lit over here, and he's over there painting miniatures. Like,
so he hangs out with some of the old Funhouse crew too, because he used to be part of the Funhouse like group. So like Alana and them, and they kind of stream together stuff every once in a while too, which is pretty rad.
So I would say give it a go. I think you're gonna like it.
I saw the first episode of that and I liked it. Yeah, we're watching it. We got both versions, but we started the American version first.
Don't do that.
So we should turn around and watch the UK version first?
Yeah, because here's what's going to happen. You're never going to watch the UK version.
Okay.
And the UK version's so good. Like, I don't want you to come... I don't want you to do an Office. I don't want you to fall in love with the US version and then... And then never watch, and then go to watch the UK and be like, ugh, America did it better.
Okay. Well, we've only watched one episode so far, so that's not, it's not going to be a big deal.
Even though, to be fair, the American version of The Office was better than the UK one.
Oh, so much better.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But that's eventually, that's a rare case.
And that was the same thing, though, once they got out of the UK storylines. Mm-hmm. Like, those first episodes, they did almost, not word for word, because you had to kind of copy the different traditions, but it felt like... Like they were just really trying to rip off the UK version.
So, I would.
So yeah, I'll check it out.
Mean, listen, you do it. You do you. If you want to go through the American, who am I to tell you what you do first? So,
no, I mean, like I said, we got them both just in case, and so, I mean, because usually the UK version is kind of better. So
it's very worth good. It's very good. Mm-hmm. The writing is very good, and I don't know about the American one. There's a lot of heart in the UK one that there are moments where literally like, I cry like, only a 35-year-old man can.
Yeah.
I don't know. They do that. I've talked about it before, the Christmas episode, the Christmas one where she's playing the piano by herself and the family is like listening, but they're not participating. And then the ghosts come up and start singing with her. And it's this huge chorus with her and like the ghost in the house, and then it cuts back and it's just her by herself singing. Oh, it's so touching that they like, you know what, this is what's important to her. We've made her do all this shit that's important for us for this holiday. Like, let's give her this one thing that we can do because our family's not gonna fucking do it. And it was very sweet. And it gets me every fucking time.
I will say that the UK version definitely is, I think they're more clever. I think they have the jokes are, I think I said this before, the UK version of stuff generally doesn't hold your hand when it comes to their joke writing. It's they think you're smart enough to figure it out, as to where the American version dumbs it down and treats everyone like an idiot. And then it's real like it's real like a blue collar joke, you know. Or is it called blue joke? Or I think it's just called blue, right?
Blue humor, a little more naughty. Humor.
So, yeah.
Although they do have some naughty jokes in the British one too, especially with Julian and Kitty.
Oh, for sure.
Kitty is all like, "Where babies come from?" It's like,
yeah,
you're an adult.
Yeah. So this one definitely has a little bit more of that blue humor.
Yeah. Well, again, American audiences.
Yeah. So I highly recommend. I recommend. Anybody else watching anything? Any fun? Anything fun?
I watched a couple things, but I don't know if Kev had anything. If you want to go first,
yeah. If you don't mind, Resident Alien. We're catching up on that show.
I forgot that was back.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's great. It's been a fun season so far. It's been funny, and that's another show with a lot of heart to it. I'm really loving the characters in it. Like Debbie and I, that's probably one of our favorite like new shows that is out right now. Alan Tudyk is doing a fantastic job with it. All the actors and actresses have been killing it this season. And it's building up pretty nice. I think they're about 4 or 5 episodes deep at this point. So, yeah, I mean, it's not too far to catch up on it. But, yeah.
I watched the first episode when it aired. And I just kind of, again, kind of forgot.
Yeah. So we've been watching that. We've also been going back through what we do in the shadows. Apparently season 4 is coming out sometime this year. It's already been filmed, so just waiting on that. But man, we're just re-going through it.
Probably around September, I would guess.
It's going to be great. That's all we've been watching. I wanted to mention, because at this point, it should be out. But our good friend and, friend of the show there, Peter Kleins, his book is out by now. So if you're not listening to it, reading it somehow, you should be.
It comes out, the first. So that'd be Tuesday.
First, yeah, it was Tuesday. So, it's The Broken Room by Peter Kleins. It looks really cool. I actually ordered he's doing a virtual signing in, I think, San Diego. And so I ordered a book from that. So he's going to sign there and then they're going to ship it to me. So I'm awesome. Stoked. So it's really cool.
That's awesome. First edition, finally, huh?
Yeah, I finally get the first edition. I don't have to paper, rock, scissor you for it.
And then he sends it to Jer.
Yeah, it comes, and it's, or he sends it to you and it's written out to Jer.
That would actually be really funny.
There might still be time to make that happen.
Yeah. Hey, Peter, as a favor, would you sign Kev's copy to Jer and then send it to him?
Technically, he's not doing the signing till I think like Friday or Saturday. So if he listens to this on Thursday or Friday, he may hear this. He may actually like do it.
Oh God, that'd be so funny. I have been watching. There's 5 episodes of Bel Air. Out.
Oh yeah,
I have watched all of it, and it's the reboot of a retelling of the Fresh Prince of Bel Air, and I didn't know how I was gonna feel about it, and because it's like very dramatized. Shit's good. Shit's really good. They nice. Definitely there's a reason why they ordered 2 seasons like right away. I really, really, really like it. Colin and I are watching it, and it deals with a lot of adult themes, but it also has a lot of heart to it. Like they kept the heart of the show and life lessons and stuff like that. So I recommend if you guys get a chance to watch it. So
okay. Nice. I've been watching, it just started, and it's kind of annoying because I don't feel like Amazon used to do this, but it's gone week to week, and I don't remember Amazon shows being, not all, some of them have been week to week, but not this one, and it was the Marvelous Miss Maisel. It's on its 4th season now, I believe. I know I've talked about it before, it's from the people who do Gilmore Girls, but it's like way more adult, way more cussing. Like, you know, it's very funny. It takes place in like the early 60s, the late 50s, early 60s. And this woman who decides to become a comedian in a time when, you know, women were meant to stay at home.
Oh my God. Yeah, man. Ashley's watching that, and I walked in on the episode where she brings her parents back into the apartment.
The apartment? Yes. Oh my, and I'm who just wants like, to marry a girl who lives on their own apartment?
Yes, man. Yeah. And then the neighbors are like, oh, it's so nice that your parents bought the apartment for you.
That yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she bought her. So the story starts with her. She finds out her husband's cheating on her. Mm-hmm. And she gets like drunk and she like leaves. And she goes and she stumbles into like a open mic night at a bar, and she gets in there and just starts like drunkenly like reeling on him, on the husband and stuff, just like just letting, you know, I'm just going on, and and people are laughing, they're loving her bits because she can tell a story really well. And I think she ends up getting arrested because she's in like her nightgown, and again it's the early 1960s, so she's drunk in public and then also like public indecency, you know, because she's in her nightgown. But that kind of kickstarts her whole career. So yeah, so they get divorced. So they lose that apartment, and she loves that apartment. And so she eventually makes some money doing comedy. So she buys the apartment, and then like yeah, she finds out that she can't quite afford the apartment. So she's like, well, my parents move in, they can help. And then they're like, well, we're not going to live here. We can't live here. Mm-hmm. With you, like you live here with us, is how we have to present it to everybody, because they'll never, like, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It's very funny. It's got the whole like it's their whole like because she has kids with him, so like he's still around, and their families are like super invested with like and invested with each other. Like there's just all this like they're just everyone's just constantly around despite the divorce. It's very good. It's very funny. It's fast, so if you know like Gilmore Girls and like the fast dialogue and stuff, there's a whole scene that takes place on a Ferris wheel. They go to like the World Fair or whatever the fuck it was called, like in New York, and they're like literally on one of those giant Ferris wheel, and they're in like 4 or 5 cars split up, and they're all yelling at each other as it's going around, and it's just this one scene of it, just the camera just jumping back and forth between the cars as they're yelling at each other about all this stupid shit that like is going on, and the other people in the ride like shut the fuck up, Dude, it's so fucking funny. It's so good. It's just this constant fast paced dialogue. Highly recommend it. Very funny. Very fucking funny. Yep. Great cast too. It's got, what's his name, is the dad, the monk. What's his name?
The actor. Oh, played monk. Yeah. Oh, fuck, I forget his name.
Yeah.
Now I have to look it up.
Tony.
Yeah. Maybe
on the right. Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah, Tony Shalhoub.
Yep. And he is so good as the dad. Just this like brilliant like guy who
writing
like
in a fucking bathtub. Why can't you write in your own bathtub?
Well, it'll wake up your mother.
Wake up your mother.
Yeah, she's like, just woke me up. And then she's like, she picks up her lipstick and she holds it up to him. She's like, what the hell? And he's like, well, you didn't have a red pen. Like, so like if he was born in 2022 or, you know, or like before or whatever, was like a kid now, they'd be like, okay, if this kid's on the spectrum, like, yeah, this kid, yeah. We're gonna work on social cues with this fucking guy. Dude's so fucking good. He doesn't know when to shut up. It's so fucking funny. I highly recommend the show. It's so good. It's so good.
All right, let's do a rapid round real quick of pick a couple things that you recommend or that you've watched. I will say that I've been watching the Kanye trilogy called Genius, and it's on Netflix. I can't stand who he is, but watching how he got there is interesting as shit. Like his early, like it follows him before he got signed as becoming a producer and releasing his first album. And that guy is completely different than what we have today. I mean, you could see where he could get in trouble and end up because his mother always said how much of a genius he is, how much like how special he is, and how like what like she beat that into him, and so he like everything he does, he believes it, and so he has like that. You could see where the ego is being built. So I recommend. I know that wasn't a quick. That should have been a quick hit. Sorry.
Uh-huh. That's fine.
South Park. Oh. The new season of South Park is out. It is so good.
Ah, yeah, I gotta start.
And the movies they did in between like the seasons, because they did like a COVID special. They did a post COVID special. And then they did
quarantine.
Like, yeah, and then they did a quarantine special. Yeah, and then like two post COVID specials, which are all like time travel-y bullshit. And it's so fucking dumb and so good. And then the season just kind of picks up, but like, I mean, they wrap that stuff up in a way to where it's like, oh, okay, you know, like we can just continue on. And so we're just continuing on like the last, like COVID stuff. Not that it didn't happen, but you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Just, and here we go. You could not watch them, but it's way better to watch those things.
Mm-hmm.
Kev?
Man. Yeah. I've been playing Lost Ark. Been playing a lot of that. Getting into Horizon Zero or Horizon Forbidden West. I haven't played too much of that, but it is
not
beautiful.
Anymore. Not anymore. Kev.
Yeah, not anymore. You're because not Elden Ring is anything. Out, and yeah. There goes my sanity. I don't know who tried to say that this was easier than a normal Dark Souls game, because fuck that, it's not. I've been trying to fight the first story boss for this whole weekend. Even with assistance, I haven't beat it yet. So I'm just going to basically have to roam the Wonderlands until I hit like level 30 until I can finish this fucking boss. So yeah, it's fun as hell and it's beautiful, but it's still Dark Souls. So anyone who tells you different that it's not Dark Souls is full of shit.
Yeah.
So, and then also I want to tell Jer, Rocket League this week starts with a Batman bundle with the new car. It's like the muscle car, and that's going to have, and they're also going to have a goal explosion with the new logo. So it's going to be pretty cool.
Damn it. No, I can't.
Yeah. You're going to have to buy it though. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't. I've been out of the game for a while, even though I'd love to have it. I have all the other ones.
Also, they're doing a Gotham City Rumble with like Joker's boxing glove and everything like that. So they're changing stuff, bat grapple instead of like the normal grappling hook in the game. Yeah. So it's going to be cool. Poison Ivy vines.
Speaking of the Batman universe, I actually forgot that I started watching this, but I'm 3 or 4 episodes deep into Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
So, I started watching it and I'm definitely hooked, and it's so funny. And I understand your guys' jokes about the Bane, and he's, oh my God. He's like, the first time he gets insulted, he's like, Oh, I don't think that hurt. I don't think that was necessary.
he's like the butt of all the jokes.
All of them.
And he's so emo about it. No one takes him
seriously.
And he's so emo about it. It just makes it so funny.
Mm-hmm.
That hurts emotionally.
Dude, like King Shark is fucking hilarious.
I haven't run into him yet. She just formed her crew.
Yeah, he's part of it.
Wasn't he from the beginning, wasn't he?
Oh.
I thought so.
Uh-uh. So far, there's only three members. There's the Clayface. What's his name? Brain something?
Dr. Psycho.
Dr.
Psycho, yeah.
And then maybe Kite Man? Oh my god.
Yeah, Kite Man.
And then I was laughing so hard at Ivy, like she hated him, and then all of a sudden Harley mentions Kite Man and she's like, "Oh, has he said anything about me?" No reason.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah, their whole thing. Dude, and it's Alan Tudyk, obviously it's the voice of the Joker, but he's also the voice of Clayface.
Mm-hmm. Actor.
Can I tell you my favorite character so far? Harley's plant.
JB Smoove.
Yeah,
JB Smoove.
Yeah, yeah. And that he's like, "Oh, you fucking liar." He just calls her out on her bullshit. And she's like, "Fuck you."
Yeah. Dude, Kaylee Cuoco is awesome as Harley Quinn. And,
yes.
I mean, Lake Bell as Poison Ivy. I mean, it's all good. Oh, man. Have you gone to the one where they... I think it's in the first season. I don't remember how early in. Where they're in her apartment and they go into, like, Harley's, like, mind to try to, like, get rid of, like, the Joker's, like, her attachment to the Joker or whatever. And they put on Suicide Squad shirts. The landlord walks in and he's like, "Oh shit, not again." Cause they're all like slumped over wearing shirts that say Suicide Squad.
Yeah. And he's like trying to bury the bodies.
He's like, "Oh fuck, we gotta burn the bodies."
That's Jason Alexander too.
It's so fucking funny. But just the, "Oh shit, not again."
it's the subtle stuff. It's really great. So okay, is there anything else before we go?
Now did we mention that I got a PS5, but I played Miles Morales, but I mean I don't know if I've talked about that yet. But that's about it that I've been playing.
Nice.
That's it for me.
Awesome. All right, well that does it for this week. If tomorrow we got the what we got tomorrow? Tomorrow we got the Fan Friday, so stay tuned for that. Mm-hmm. And until then, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.